Thanks for joining me. This is the show Never Heard That, and my name is Andrew Mukey. Today we're going to be listening to the track Mutilated Lips by the US band Ween from their 1997 album The Mollusk. This is one seriously whacked out song. On first listen, it can be difficult to get past the lyrics and very peculiar way that the vocals are presented. If you are able to get past this, it very shortly thereafter defines itself to be a very clever track with a wonderfully seductive undertone. It becomes a little bit of a favourite. The key vocal motif is, mutilated lips give a kiss on the wrist of the worm-like tips of tentacles expanding in my mind. And so on as it gets more weird. And yes, as you have perhaps already guessed without even listening to the song, it is referring to being under the influence of psychedelic drugs. One thing that can't be said is that Ween are a typical band. I can only presume they set out from the very start to be something different. Formed in 1984 by childhood friends Aaron Freeman and Mickey Melchiondo, they are better known by their respective stage names Gene and Dean Ween. The most successful period for Ween was with their third album, 1992's Pure Guava, and its main single Push the Little Daisies. The song came out before the show South Park, but the effects placed on the vocals made it sound like the character Cartman was singing the song. Very odd, maybe even slightly annoying, but it did not stop the song from charting seriously in many countries around the world. From 1984 through to 1994, Ween's live performances was just the two of them playing to backup tapes. I saw them play live in this format at the 1993 Livid Festival in Brisbane, and it was hard to know what to make of them. Without doubt, credit has to be given for the fact that they were able to create something so unique. After this period, they started to embrace more assistance in recording their albums and brought in session musicians to help them. For the recording of The Mollusk, which was their sixth album, the band turned into a five-piece with the addition of keyboardist Glenn McClelland, bassist Dave Drywitz, and drummer Claude Coleman Jr. This is the format adopted by Ween until they stopped after ninth album 2007's La Cucaracha. Spotify at times can tell an interesting story about bands and the way people interact with their music. I think that this is the case with Ween. The second single from the Mollusk album, Ocean Man, was used as part of the soundtrack for the SpongeBob SquarePants movie from 2004. The difference in the total listens between that song, their most popular track, and their second most favourite track is astronomical. Thanks, SpongeBob. The other interesting thing about The Mollusk is that both Gene and Dean Ween have been quoted as saying that it is their one recording that they are most confident about and is their favourite. Although they never really received much mainstream recognition, they really put it out there. If you explore more of their material, you'll find elements of funk, soul, country, gospel, progressive, R&B, heavy metal, punk rock, and more. Yes, they are very different, but give this one a good listen as you will get a payoff. This is the song Mutilated Lips by the band Ween from the 1997 album The Mollusk.
I lick my brain in silence. Rouses my head instead. Mission man provoking violence. Listen up to what I said. I said, please calm it down. Everything is a turning round.
Mutilated lips give a kiss on the wrist of the worm-like tips of tentacles expanding in my mind. I'm fine accepting only fresh brine. You can get another drop of this, yeah, you wish. Mutilated lips give a kiss on.
Aggressive, aggressive, less.
you can get.